This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Patrick, are you there tonight? Okay. I just didn't see you signed in on the Comrex. I've got a guest this evening. Later on, third hour. I just normally would send you the information that way. When you get around to it, you know, as long as it's in the next 2 hours or something. Anyway. Let's talk about what to do. Well, Homeland Security has put out this little guidance about what to do if you're in some room and all of a sudden a terrorist attack opens up on you. Now, I don't really need them to tell me what to do. But the national conversation is now shifting temporarily. Well, at least coming from the gun grabbers, they want to talk gun control legislation and how to best protect ourselves in the homeland from future terrorist attacks. Gun control is not going to do it. So that's not even part of the, you know, it's not even any, it's not nothing. It's nothing. So let's drop gun control, shall we? Now, when what's always absent from these post-tragedy conversations is any mention of one change with enormous potential to save lives, one which would not require controversial legislation, millions of dollars, or procurement of expensive advanced technologies. This change includes an overdue reexamination of how unarmed civilians should respond during these events, including how federal, state, and local authorities tell the public to respond. Once again, I don't need them to tell me how to respond. I already know what's going to happen if I don't do anything. But we're moving on. Most every American has at some point either discussed or practiced an active shooter response based on guidance developed by the Department of Homeland Security. That was originally created as a buffer against potential lawsuits in the wake of a Nebraska mall shooting in late 2007. And the guidance teaches you to run away if possible, hide if you are unable to escape, and fight back only as a last resort. Today, run, hide, and fight is taught to everyone and mandated not only by the Department of Homeland Security, but also by the FBI, law enforcement, and even the military, including for its own members. Fear of lawsuits by grieving family members of victims who fought back still drives this and indirectly paralyzes everyone into watching helplessly as the active shooter and terrorist menace rampages. Despite this public mandate to run away or cower when under attack, America vigorously celebrates those who violate this and confront the threat. During 9/11, a bunch of passengers decided they'd had enough of this, and they decided to take over the plane. And it got flown straight into the ground, but it did not go to its target. In Paris, three Americans stopped an attack on a Paris train in August of last year. Numerous other examples exist of average Americans bucking this guidance, ignoring their survival instincts, and doing the right thing to help save others and themselves. So deciding how to respond in such a scenario is a personal choice, and it would be callous to criticize others who have experienced such trauma, no matter their response. But the mere suggestion of confrontation has somehow become controversial. Remember when Ben Carson in October, when he said, "I would not just stand there and let them shoot me. I would ask everybody to attack," in response to a question about the shooting at an Oregon community college. The world was shocked that he would say such a thing. In Aurora, James Holmes, when he killed everybody and injured 70, had enough time to leisurely fire 76 shots without confrontation, was standing casually outside the theater before the arrival of the police, who initially mistook him for one of their own. More recently, an Orlando survivor told CNN he was hiding in the bathroom stall when the gunman's gun jammed, and he initially thought someone would then use that pause to rush the attacker, but no one did, he said. That's because they were all simply doing what they've been told to do countless times. The mindset that we are helpless without weapons is not only self-defeating, but dangerous, and the government policy that reinforces this perception is a flawed one. In 2013, they found that of the 160 active shooter incidents between 2010 and 2013, 13.1% ended after unarmed citizens made the selfless and deeply personal choices to confront the active shooters. In each of these cases, the citizens safely and successfully disrupt the shootings, saving lives. Another compelling reason to consider change is because future attacks are inevitable, and relying on police rescue might actually lower your chance of survival. 2013 FBI report found that of those 160 active shooter incidents, that generated 1,043 total casualties. 60% ended before police arrived. So it's done by the time they get there in most cases, 6 times out of 10. ISIS has a large contingent of people here. Al-Qaeda has a large contingent of people here. Recently, they told their U.S. supporters to wage a knife jihad and stab citizens like they're all Israeli Jews. And then you had a 17-year-old Afghan refugee attack passengers in this manner on a German train. And you had an elderly Catholic priest who was similarly butchered during Mass in France. So, listen. I don't mind everybody being peaceful. I don't mind everybody wanting to be docile. I do mind you standing there waiting for your turn to die. I do not advocate that. If you feel like you're going to die, what have you got to lose going after him? You might succeed. I would rather slam into him, taking a bunch of shots or maybe a blade or whatever it is, trying to save myself and mine, then sit there and just watch it come. You don't have to be a Navy SEAL, Spec Ops operator, SWAT operator to be a hero. And you're not going to be a hero. You're going to be giving in to your instinct, which is to fight. This plan is flawed. You deserve better than this plan. You should discard, if you're living by this plan, discard it and get ready to fight. Fighting gives you a better chance than sitting there waiting your turn. I'm not going to sit there and wait my turn. In any event, when we get back, we're going to talk about, Gary Kleck has waited in on some of these studies coming out, and he's shooting holes in them. We're going to talk about that. This is Lock and Load.
looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. There's a much heralded and widely cited by the gun grabbers study of 171 countries over nearly a half century that purports to show more guns mean more mass shootings. Critics say this report uses bad methodology in a way that rigs the results. We've talked about this study before. It's by Adam Lankford, a criminal justice professor at the University of Alabama. It was published in the journal Violence and Victims in January and has been cited by media outlets, including The New Yorker, The Washington Post, and Time Magazine. But the study, formally published earlier this year after a draft was released in academic circles, has raised questions about what they consider, well, the critics anyway, dubious methodology. The Lankford study is nothing more than junk science disguised as research and never should have been published as a responsible scholarly journal, according to Gary Kleck. Now, Gary Kleck is a very respected statistician out there. He's a criminologist. He's the first one that ever published any real report on self-defense and defensive gun use. All that stuff started with him. Study titled Public Mass Shooters and Firearms, a cross-national study of 171 countries that concluded that the United States and other nations with high firearm ownership rates may be particularly, and I notice they say maybe, particularly susceptible to future public mass shootings, even if they are relatively peaceful or mentally healthy, according to other national indicators. It's forecasting it. Now, academic peers who have sought to examine the findings say Lankford refuses to share the data and details he used to support his findings or submit it to standard peer review. This is what Gary Kleck does before he ever publishes a study. This is what John Lott does, Robert Gaius, all these guys. Before they publish the study, they ship it out there first, and they ship out the methodology, and and it's all reviewed by peers. Now, Kleck says that the obvious hazard in claiming to study 46 years worth of shootings in most of the world's nations is that while data may easily be found on U.S. shootings, compiling information for developing nations could be all but impossible. And that would rig results in favor of finding a positive association between gun ownership and mass shootings, according to him. The reason is it would more completely count mass shootings in the U.S., which undoubtedly does have a high gun ownership rate, while yielding artificially low counts of mass shootings in other nations. His analysis of mass shootings for 171 countries from 1966 to 2012 comes with a caveat: complete data were available. In describing his research, Lankford offers only vague hints as to how he identified incidents in poor non-English-speaking countries going back 50 years. Trinity College economics professor Ed Stringham says, and he's done research using international crime rates, told FoxNews.com, "I find this claim hard to believe." When asked for his data by FoxNews.com, Lankford declined to provide it. In his study, he says he took NYPD data on mass shootings, which he acknowledges misses international cases, and supplemented it with additional data internationally. He does not say exactly how he collected that additional international data, just noting that it came from searches of open source documents and that all efforts were made to ensure that the same data collection methodology employed by the NYPD was used. The NYPD notes that its own researchers limited internet searches to English language sites, therefore undercounting foreign mass shootings. FoxNews.com asked Lankford whether he used the same language method as the NYPD, or if he searched using more than just English. Lankford replied that my data were not limited to English language searches. When asked what languages he used in his searches, Lankford declined to provide that information. Kleck said Lankford does not claim to be able to read all the languages used in those 171 nations or have made use of others with this ability. This method would result in a near total omission of relevant news stories outside of the English-speaking part of the world. Lankford said that he may share his methods with fellow scholars at a later date. I'm open-minded about sharing data with other scholars for collaborative purposes and consider those opportunities on a case-by-case basis. This is all the assistance I can provide at this time. This was what he told Fox News by email. An associate editor of Violence and Victims, which published Lankford's paper, told FoxNews.com that the journal does not see its role as that of a fact checker. So just bring us whatever you want, and we'll just print it. What's this? This is coming from Violence and Victims associate editor Edna Erez. She said, journal editors generally trust the integrity of authors, and unless reviewers, referrers who are experts in the specific research area call attention to weaknesses in methodology or otherwise challenge findings, the results are not likely to be questioned. That's open-ended. Kleck says no qualified scholar would accept work by a researcher who could not or would not even explain exactly how he measured his most important variable, mass shootings. An expert on transparency that said such data should always be released. Professor Robert Reed, who is the replication editor of the Journal of Public Finance Review, told FoxNews.com, any research that seeks to influence the public debate on this topic, as this research clearly does, should be required to make their data available so that other researchers can confirm their findings. So in other words, with this Lankford cat, I'm an anti-gunner. I'm going to print this. I found somebody who will print this. They're not going to question me. No, I don't read anything but English. And I don't even read that except on a sixth grade level. Don't worry about it, though. I'm going to be good to go. Go ahead and publish my stuff. And what's that? You don't question me? That's cool. I like that. I don't need any questions. I really don't. No, nobody can see how I did this. Nobody gets to. I'm going to become a researcher. I'm going to become a pro-gun researcher. I'm going to say that everybody that owns guns. No, I can't say that over the air. But it would be quite stunning to consider. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. They didn't even subject it to a blind review. And nobody does that.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. 1948, a classic book was written called Ordnance Went Up Front by Roy F. Dunlap. He wrote, with only a little practice and some intelligent instruction, the pistol, at the time the 1911-45 ACP, can be mastered well enough to be an effective short-range weapon. But as a rule, the soldier does not get much practice. Shooting in the Army is discouraged. Too much bother handling the range. Use too much expensive ammunition. Dangerous anyhow. May shoot somebody. Now, you know, this was part of observations and experiences of a sergeant of ordnance who served through World War II with the United States Army in Egypt, the Philippines, and Japan. Now, military small arms training has improved since Dunlap wrote about it decades ago, but not nearly as much as it needs to. And practical pistol training within the military has seen scant betterment since the end of World War II. in the 1980s. I mean, I was using World War II 1911s, which I loved. God, I loved them. But I mean, that was our sidearm. Then we got Berettas. I didn't get one. I went out and bought a Taurus PT-99, which looked a lot like it. But that was the and you know, come on. Beretta, the Beretta pistol, the Beretta platform is fine. It's okay. I'm not a big fan. Dunlap, notes that risk-averse senior officers are still afraid of guns, particularly pistols. Everyone is too timid to carry the pistol with a round chambered, so there's virtually no training within our military system on how to do it correctly. In the 1960s, it took Jeff Cooper, who was then a civilian, to show us how to carry a 1911 pistol. Prior to the Cooper era, few had the slightest idea, and Army manuals comically avoided the subject, and they still do today. They still do today. When I was in the military, it was always carried in the hammer-down position. Now, when the Beretta came along, everybody else at the time... When the military turned to the Beretta, everybody else turned to the Glock. Now, the Beretta is reliable, but it is a sort of a maladroit user-hostile clunk, particularly with its two-stage manual decocking lever, and the Army never learned how to use it anyway. Manual decocking levers today are, for the most part, a thing of the past because everybody has gravitated towards the Glock. And now you have a host of Glock-like competitors. You have the XD, the M&P, the SIG-320, the FNS, the Walter PPQ, the Ruger All-American, H&K VP9, I mean, it's EIEIO. All are attractive due to their lightweight, their high-capacity, ergonomic design, integral safety features, reliability, and simplicity of operation. Now, without a doubt, this is not to say that the 1911 is obsolete, but most people have moved on. Back to Dunlap's comments. An effective short-range weapon must be able to be safely carried routinely in a high state of readiness. Since it is designed to provide the user carrier with the capability to effectively respond to unexpected threats, it must continuously have a round in the chamber and thus be ready to be presented and fire more or less instantly. Yet, it needs to be drop-safe. Easily mastered and convenient enough to be carried safely, concealed, or openly for long periods. Now, in today's terrorist environment, the days of the six-shooter and the eight-shooter and the 25-shooter, all that stuff, the revolvers are done for right now. At a minimum, I am a 16-shooter, and that's because my smallest gun that I'm carrying right now is my Glock 19. And that's actually got a +2 on it, so that's a 17-round magazine. So I've actually got 18 rounds on hand right there. I'm an 18-shooter. A low-capacity pistol is more of a backup pistol now. And for many in our military, a pistol is a little more than an expensive rank insignia. Even today, in forward areas, few carry their pistol with a round chambered. Most don't even have a magazine inserted. They're still afraid of guns. For us to really to advance the art is even today as it was in Dunlap's time, just too much trouble, too expensive, and too risky. Dangerous anyhow.
got coming from the desert and I.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today,
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Makes perfectly good sense because the sun is shining. It's a very nice day. Thank you, Charter Communications. I think we're having some internet issues. We're going to try to get through this segment. Then we're going to go to rebroadcast just simply because we can't have that kind of dead air and music and everything. Talk radio. It's talk radio. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. From the 2002 musical comedy Chicago, which is a remake of the 1927 silent film by the same name, there was a song called Mr. Cellophane. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane. It should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, because you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never even know I'm there. Recently in California, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was booed and threatened with violent attack by an unruly crowd of animal rights activists. They succeeded in preventing him from speaking, and a protective agent even had to shield him for several moments before he was escorted out of the area. This kind of mob violence has characterized this election season like no other in recent memory, except in Cleveland, where the open carriers were. Now, those of us who have strong political opinions and wish to be more involved in the electoral process at a higher level than just silently voting a secret ballot on election day need to confront the fact that political activity, even in the USA, is not risk-free. Political activity and free speech in general are supposed to be protected in this civilization, but the current reality is that political violence, even deadly violence, lurks just under the surface at every political activity, particularly those that take place in public. Now, leftists, progressives, have a long and unsavory reputation for political violence dating back to 1917, and we're probably going to see a lot of that between now and the general election, and maybe even afterward. What characterizes this age is that limits have all but, you know, there's no limit on anything. Now, despite that limit, despite those limitations, inhibitions against doing bad things, I'm not trying to discourage anyone from openly supporting, advocating for a candidate or a political issue. My advice is to do what you believe you have to do, assuming you've got the spittle for it, but confront risk exposure honestly. Honestly. Never discount real threats just because you naively prefer not to acknowledge them. Be particularly apprehensive of rallies and political speeches. Pretty good places to stay away from. What characterizes this age is that limits on data storage space have all been, Oh, goodness. We're into data. I've got some stuff happening here. If you're going to go to a political rally, be aware of this. In Dallas, that was a political rally. That was a Black Lives Matter protest. And you had this cat pop out and start killing cops. That's not what happened in Baton Rouge. He just happened to see some cops and he killed them. In Cleveland, where we had the RNC, the open carriers went there, the bikers for Trump went there, and the leftists, when they went there, supposedly the Black Panthers went there, armed, you know, nothing happened. nothing happened. So, you know, bear all of that in mind. The cellophane part of it, being see-through and everything else, not being able to be noticed. That's a good thing. Now, for some real Democrats and their real goals, we get this from Bonnie Schaefer. I really don't personally think that anyone should have a gun. Nothing is ever solved when you have a gun in your hand except the worst possible scenario. She wrote the 2016 Democratic Party platform. She was part of it. And she said out loud what I just told you. So the mentally ill sham, the domestic violence sham, and the smart gun sham are all just fraudulent diversions from the DNC's real agenda, which is so eloquently articulated by Bonnie Schaefer. No point in police and soldiers having guns. They'll never solve anything, will they? So she obviously believes also that innocent citizens successfully using guns to protect themselves and their families from violent criminals is an example of the worst possible scenario. Now, the best possible scenario must be piles of murdered people then, right? And laughing, prosperous criminals. She, of course, fails to mention how her gun-free utopia will come about, short of, you know, sending the jackbooted thugs to our homes and herding us all out into the gulags. This is a prime example of a naive, pampered, liberal twit who knows nothing of history and apparently doesn't care about history. That's because the webcam is about, in the chat room, they're saying the webcam is not matching up with they're listening to the audio somewhere else. That's because the webcam is about 2 minutes behind. You'll find that out in a minute when that catches up to you. Romans, Persians, Assyrians, and 100 other nation states slaughtered people by the millions, and they didn't even have gun one. So, yes, we had a gun-free world once for many centuries, and none of us have ever wanted to go back there. So the foregoing clearly illustrates the authentic goal of Democrats, despite fictitious denials from the mouths of, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, pantsuit Clinton et al. They fervently, passionately want universal forced confiscation of every legally owned gun in America, and they will do it the first chance they get. We should never doubt this, ever. And I want to thank Bonnie Schaefer for making this so clear. One thing about this is that things come apart so easily when they've been held together by lies. like I said, I think we're just going to throw this to rebroadcast just because we're having connection issues, and I don't know where they came from, and I don't know why they came up, although I have a suspicion. But that all aside, as you go into this weekend, pay attention to everything that's around you, everything that you're doing. You know, be cellophane. That's perfectly fine. If you're going to be, you got to be politically active, but make those honest assessments. You should be doing that every time you walk around, every time you park your car, every time you're walking up somewhere, every time you're in a store. So, carry your pistol. Carry your pistol. That's the first gun. Everything else doesn't matter. The gun you've got on you is the best gun you've got. All of that is all good stuff to remember. And I guess I will... I'll be doing that, too. I'll be doing that, too. I got a couple of things that we're going to talk about next week that we've actually taken to its zenith now, and it's beginning to evolve into something else altogether that may even be better than I thought it could be, because G-Code has gotten involved with me on this. So, and I'm talking about the various ways to carry the gray man method, but at the same time while biking and all this other stuff. And I want to thank all the people that have been emailing me about the way to, you know, set up bike bags. And I got a particularly good email today about carrying my blaster when riding my bike. So thank you for that, too. And I'm sorry that the connection is going bad. But the election is coming. We will, you know, live will be back on Monday. We'll figure out this connection thing. And I think on August the 8th, it'll get much better, because we're getting going to put something in place to keep this kind of junk from happening to where the connection is so, so vital. That's all in the future, though. That is all in the future. Stay safe. I'll be back live on Monday. Rebroadcast is coming up.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.